Yes, this is your weekly appointment with Dr. Raymond Hamdan, clinical and forensic psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute. He's here to take your calls this morning on issues you may be facing in your relationships, problems with a partner, friend, or in the workplace. Or are you suffering from stress, anxiety, depression? We started off talking today about stress, what it means, what the symptoms are, and if you leave those symptoms, those feelings that you suffer through stress, what harm is it doing to your body? When you're a sufferer of stress, does it transcend into all parts of your life, how you're relating to others, how you're functioning, how you're feeling inside? So 4001 is the text number. You know it. Send in your questions to Dr. Raymond on any issues you may be facing of a personal nature this morning. And if you're looking for some support and some help there, or you can tweet at Suzanne Radford. Now, Raymond, let's go to the text messages. Quite a few are coming in on the area of stress. And one here, is sadness stress?
Well, it can be, depending on how you view the sadness and also what caused the sadness. If it's because of a loss of a loved one or a breakup of a relationship or some form of deception where you've had the trust and respect broken, then that causes you sadness, then that could be very stressful. I'm not sure where sadness could come in that wouldn't be stressful. However, I wouldn't necessarily say that all sadness is stressful, except in the way that people may interpret it. So being sad, meaning that it's depression because of a loss of a loved one, that may be stressful if that loved one is the primary caretaker in your life, or if that person is a partner of some sort of yours, or if that person had such an impact on your life that you don't believe that that person will ever be replaced by anybody else, nor can you apply what you learn from that person. So there's a lot of reason that people may feel stressed, but not everybody who's sad will be stressed.
I'm looking here at symptoms, and just to, you know, we've talked about some of those symptoms, and here increased blood pressure, faster heartbeat, you may get that sweaty palms, that's that rising up in you in a situation where you start to feel stressed. You may have issues with digestion, you mentioned, Dr. Raymond. There are many different symptoms. You may be getting tension, headaches, or aches and pains in the shoulders and neck. Maybe feeling of nausea even could be stress related. I think looking at your environment, what's happening in your day-to-day life, what's changed, what's new, what's in addition to what was before, may be contributing to a change in mood, a change in feeling, which could be that feeling of stress.
The sympathetic nervous system, which is part of the autonomic nervous system, is what brings on those particular physical dimensions. And those physical dimensions, like the heart rate increasing, the blood flowing to the muscles, breathing faster and deeper, or even sometimes shallowest, but usually it's to deeper breath to get more oxygen, because the body is self-regulating. And there's digestion is actually reduced, so constipation is usually one of the problems. And also, we'll see that the pupils will dilate. Now, the other part of the autonomic nervous system is the parasympathetic, and that's the part of the nervous system that's supposed to bring those symptoms back to normal. Well, what happens in stressed people, even if the parasympathetic is working, it might not be working at that time, and the stress level stays there for too long. When it stays there for too long, that's where you see the manifestation through the headaches, the chest problems, or the stomach problems. So the body is a very significant element in the fight or flight. The body is a very significant element because of the hypothalamus and then the two endocrine systems that we talked about, namely the adrenaline as well as the pituitary. So all these things come together. All these things can be coped with. Now, when you suffer from stress, it doesn't mean you should be taking medication right away, even though medication may help. What you want to actually do is learn to reduce that stress level independent, using mind over body. And the way that you do this through psychological treatment is you learn relaxation techniques. For instance, one of your listeners has written in saying that they stopped smoking. They took up meditation and yoga. very good techniques because these have a breathing process. And the breathing element is very important here. Learning to regulate the breathing can also be a very calming effect. Learning a progressive muscle response can also be a calming effect. People work differently. Some people find that prayer works, hypnosis works, meditation works, yoga, biofeedback. It depends on the personality which will work best for that individual. Mm. All of them work. You just have to find the one that works for you.
Yeah, I agree. And I think interesting that he's mentioning there with Sam, good morning to you, saying that I was a very stressed out person until I stopped smoking 2 years ago and took up yoga and meditation. Interesting, the idea of smoking and the things that you may do when stressed because you think it's helping you or you need it. So smoking, overeating, or even going to the other end, not eating, alcohol, drugs even, maybe props,
self-medicating,
this idea of reaching for something to feel better rather than actually dealing with the source.
And those are the very things that don't help you feel better, but you think they do, because what happens in the body when the adrenaline is up, you actually eat faster. When you eat faster, that means the energy level's up. You get thinking that you're hungry, and you eat even more than you should. And you should be doing just the opposite. So doing the opposite means that what you'll actually learn to do is carefully select a diet when you're stressed, having anxieties. Also, some people react very well to certain exercises. Some people can run. Some people can brisk walk. Frankly, I don't recommend the running very often, very seldom. Usually, swimming is a much better exercise because it has a hydrotherapy effect. Also, helping people wean away from the caffeines, from the sugars, things like that can be very helpful. There's an Arabic herb that's called yensoon, and yensoon has a natural sedative in it. It's not an opiate, it's a natural sedative, and it's a very delicious tasting tea kind of drink, and it almost has this licorice kind of taste as well. But yensoon is very helpful. What happens, however, with the yensoon, sometimes it does cause people to have a heartburn or acidic reflux. Now, in that case, you would drink chamomile. If you're British, you'd drink chamomile. So the thing is that there's various kinds of elements that we can go to that can actually help that are very natural. And these natural elements can be helpful because they do have a calming effect. Some of them also can have an opposite effect. Some of them can actually cause just the opposite reaction, like adrenaline. But what we want is more of a calming effect. We also see people go into road rage with these kinds of situations. Now, the nice thing about the herbal situations is that the herbal situation doesn't necessarily have side effects, where sometimes medication does. And I'm certainly not against medication. Medication is very helpful. It can work very effectively. But many times, rather than making that your first option, it should be a couple of options down the road so that you can at least look at some of the natural systems that may not have the same side effects that could be also disturbing in just a different way.
Yes, indeed. And also looking at, you know, your day-to-day life and actually maybe removing some factors. If you're feeling that you're overloaded, then, you know, try and make a space in your life, space in your day to relax. Here a text message. I have episodes of extreme and uncontrollable rage often. I feel that I leave my body at these times. I have no control. I can't stop, and afterwards I'm exhausted from the intensity. I'm the mother of three young children, and I worry about myself around them.
Being a mom is not easy, and being a mom, a full-time mom, without any sense of relief can be very exhausting. And because of the idea that you have to always be there, that you can't leave your children because that would be considered abandonment or neglect or even rejection, there's a guilt factor that comes into play too, which means that you exhaust yourself at the expense of your own children who you're there to protect. Many times women don't realize that being a full-time mom is a hard job, and they're not necessarily getting the support of a husband who doesn't understand that, because the husband in a traditional family would be out working, thinking that their job is difficult, feeling unappreciated for not being with the family and having to work hard to bring in the money factor, which is what men do. They provide and protect. While mom is supposed to be at home nourishing and bonding, dad doesn't realize that her job is difficult too, thinking that she has an easy job. She can just sit and watch television all day if she wants. So many people don't appreciate what is happening in the partnership of what dad's responsibility is and mom's responsibility is, totally taken away from the husband and wife issue too. So what happens with moms here is that they need to realize that they do need to take a break without guilt. Sometimes it's okay just to go outside and just scream for about 2 minutes. Actually, that was one of the things that was thought about back in the 80s that was very helpful for some people. Other people found that to be inappropriate because the houses were too close and the neighbors would find that a little
concerning.
Certain
times of the day, you'd be driving down a road hearing a lot of screams coming from the backyard.
That's why we have windows up when driving. So these kind of things can be very helpful, and mom and dad need to appreciate each other as the parents, knowing that they do need a time for relief. It doesn't mean that you hate your children. It doesn't mean that you're doing something bad or you're a bad mom if you need to take a break every day a couple of times, maybe a 30-minute to an hour break in the morning, a 30-minute to an hour break in the afternoon. These are very appropriate things to do. It doesn't mean you're neglectful, nor are you abandoning your children, nor are you doing anything wrong that's going to destroy your children's life if you're not there. Actually, it may be more destructive if you're there stressed out and the children are picking up on your stress. Even little babies can pick up on the stress of an adult. So to be able to avoid this, have a balance so that every day you have some kind of help that will come in, relieve you for an hour or two in the mornings or in the afternoons or both, preferably, to where you can get away and feel more refreshed when you come back. And therefore, you'll be able to deal with the family issues with much less stress, and therefore, the response will be less destructive.
When we come back, we're going to explore further the idea of managing stress and even anger management. Keep your messages coming in on 4001. Anything you want to share with Dr. Raymond, if you're looking for some support, some advice today.